Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
The Farm Safety Advisory Committee advises the Health and Safety Authority on improving safety on Irish farms. This week, they launched a new plan for 2021 to 2024. And Sharon McGuinness, CEO of the Health and Safety Authority, joins me now. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Great, thank you. Now, the new plan hopes to change the behaviour of farmers. Is it possible to change behaviour and make farms a safer place to work in?
Yes, absolutely. And I think we've seen changes of behaviour over the years in terms of the numbers of injuries and fatalities we have seen being caused by particular elements such as PTO shafts, for example. But it is, I suppose, in the long term, we need to keep working on our improvement on health and safety in the farming community. It is one of the highest sectors for fatalities, unfortunately. And it's important by, I suppose, embedding that the thinking about safety and health as you go about your daily work on the farm is really important. And that's why we're putting a lot of emphasis on behaviour. But in doing that, we're supporting the farmer and the farming family to be able to change and adapt their working practices to be safer.
And you draw our attention in the report to the number of accidents and fatal accidents involving older farmers. But I'm just thinking about, I've been on lots of farms doing this programme and, you know, you meet lots of, you know, older farmers or maybe the son and the wife have taken over and you've got the older farmer still on the farm and it's the lifeline to keeping going and surviving. So how do you change behaviour of an older person who's been farming all their lives and for whom farming is the meaning of their life?
Well, I suppose, yes, absolutely. We recognise that because, as you said, farming is a unique sector in many ways because you're both living and working right beside where you're actually ending up on each day going out onto the farm. So it's really important that you, I suppose, integrate the two and have those conversations and talk to, I suppose, older farmers and farmers who have a lot to give in terms of knowledge and understanding, but maybe help them make themselves aware of the particular dangers. Maybe they don't see them as much, maybe they're less mobile. And it's important that people have that conversation. So we have an awful lot of advice and guidance, which is freely available on our website, hsa.ie. And we'd encourage people to look at that. It's done in a very simple way to show people practical ways of addressing the safety. But, you know, farmers, as we and indeed anybody as they get older, will be less mobile. So it's really important that we're looking and ensuring that every day we're addressing how we are changing as individuals, but equally how our workplace is changing around us. And having those conversations with family and friends is really important to help older farmers in the community work safely and continue to work if that's what they wish to do.
And I saw the Irish Farmers Journal have been looking at safety ideas, and I see one farmer came up with a very simple idea of inviting a neighbour to come and look at your farm, like a fresh pair of eyes that might spot something that you've missed. So can you talk to me about kind of trying to do your own risk assessment or any tips that you might have around that for farmers?
Absolutely. As I said, I mean, you know, it might seem daunting to start the process. And what is a risk assessment? I mean, for us, a risk assessment, it's very simple. And in a way, it's a way of looking at how you work in a particular manner to make it as safe as possible. So, as I said, I mean, start with the advice and guidance we have on our website or talk to your neighbours or your family. Maybe today, take some time out, walk around your farm, look at it in the eyes of, you know, what is there, what is currently available. Do you have a tractor, say, for example, with no mirrors? Is there a broken down gate? Can you do small things to make the difference of the daily work on the farm safer? So, for example, as I said, a lot of our work would be around the prevention elements. So putting things in place before you go out to work. So whether it's maintenance of machinery, as I said, keeping gates, correct where you're working with livestock. There can be simple things, but having that conversation, be it your next door neighbour who's a farmer or your family or wider circle of friends too, it's really important to talk about and get their help as well. They may see it differently to you exactly. Mm. You know, if you're walking around, maybe bring them with you around the farm too.
Well, that's what I always do when I'm recording something. I might get somebody else to have a listen and they'll notice something I won't. It always helps to have that extra set of eyes and ears. But I know that I noticed that this year there's been a smaller number of fatal accidents on Irish farms. And while every fatal accident is one too many and a source of grief and trauma for families, do you hope that this is the start of a trend towards real improvement?
Absolutely. I mean, it is positive news this year to the extent that we have lower numbers so far this year with four fatalities recorded. But of course, you know, fatalities have a tendency to go up as well as down, unfortunately. And it is about us, for us, the continuous improvement. So the continuous need to change behaviour to be aware of things. I mean, farmers have really embraced, and this is what the whole idea of the Farm Safety Partnership is about, is working across the community and the agricultural sector with those people who are involved in farming on a day-to-day basis, so that we're not telling people what to do, we're working with people to show them how to do it safely, to assist them, and equally they're working with each other to make their farming life as safe as possible and also make it sustainable for the future farmers, which I'm sure we all want to continue into the agricultural sector and continue to grow in that space as well, as individuals and as farmers.
Absolutely. And Sharon, thank you very much. And that's Sharon McGuinness there of the HSA. And you can access their help for farmers at hsa.ie. And you can access the risk assessment tools at farmsafety.com. Thank you very much, Sharon. We'll take a break.